Okay, think about this. You know how in sci-fi you always see those humanoid robots? Just like walking around doing stuff alongside people.
Yeah, that always felt pretty far off, didn't it? Like
Yeah.
something for, well, the distant future.
Exactly. But get ready, because it seems like that future, it's kind of speeding up on us.
The pace is definitely picking up. It's quite striking, actually.
Ugly. So today we're doing a deep dive into some pretty significant news. Elon Musk has confirmed that Tesla's Optimus robots, the humanoid ones,
Right.
they aren't just concepts or, fancy prototypes sitting on a shelf somewhere. Our sources are saying these are functional robots, like working robots right now inside Tesla facilities.
And that's a really crucial distinction, isn't it? We're not talking about like a carefully staged demo video.
No.
The info we've got suggests these things are genuinely operating in a real working environment, not some isolated lab bubble.
Right. So our mission today is to unpack what's being reported about Optimus, what makes it maybe different from other robots we've heard about, and probably most important for many listening, what could this mean for certain professionals? Specifically, we'll get into developers later.
Sounds good. Where should we start? The main announcement.
Yeah, let's start there, the big news.
Okay, so the core thing is the confirmation. Optimus bots are operational, and specifically in Tesla's Palo Alto lab. That's a huge step.
It really is. It takes humanoid robotics out of just pure research, and into actual application.
Exactly, practical application.
And it's not just that they exist, right? It's the details about what they're actually capable of doing right now.
Right. The sources mentioned continuous operation.
Yeah, 24/7, that blew my mind a bit.
24/7 operation suggests, well, a growing level of reliability, doesn't it? And autonomy. Like they don't need someone constantly watching over them,
And get this, they charge themselves.
which is a big deal for independence, obviously.
Totally. Plus, the reports say they navigate on their own, unsupervised.
That unsupervised navigation piece in a real place, like an office, that's incredibly complex.
I bet.
I mean, think about perception. Planning movements, actually doing it, all in a changing environment. If Optimus is doing that, it points to some serious progress in its AI and sensors.
And it gets even more real. They're not just like wandering around aimlessly.
No, apparently they're already integrated into doing basic tasks, real-world stuff within Tesla.
Yeah, our sources even have that direct quote from Musk. What was it? They walk around the office 24/7. No one watches them. They charge themselves.
That quote really hits it home, doesn't it? It shows the confidence level there
For sure.
and the fact that they're doing useful things, even basic ones, in their own workplace, not some sterile test zone. That's a significant jump. It's moved from maybe someday to, well, happening now.
So yeah, not stuck in a testing chamber. They're learning, like you said, on the job. In a messy, real environment, which is a huge
A
difference.
massive difference for learning and adaptation.
Okay, so what makes Optimus special then? Technologically speaking, are there things setting it apart from, say, other humanoid robot projects?
Yeah, that's the key question, right? And it seems like there are a few distinct things. One big one is what they're calling its neural network brain.
Okay.
It's powered by Tesla's own AI system. Fundamentally, it's the same AI tech they developed for their self-driving cars.
Ah, okay. So they're leveraging all that work, years of it.
Exactly. All that development and things like visual recognition, autonomous decision making, it's being repurposed, essentially.
Makes sense.
And that ties into the next point, vision-based learning. This seems really important.
Now, so.
Well, unlike a lot of industrial robots that just follow very specific pre-programmed instructions, like move arm A to point B exactly, Optimus is apparently learning visually.
So it watches.
Kinda, yeah. It uses its cameras to observe its surroundings, observe tasks perhaps, and then figures out how to do them based on what it sees. More like how we learn by watching.
Okay, that is a fundamental shift. Less
Yeah.
about rigid code for every single motion, more about understanding the goal visually.
Precisely. It's a different paradigm. And then there's the design philosophy itself. It's described as purpose-built.
Robust built for what?
For tasks that are, repetitive, boring, or maybe even dangerous for humans.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So very practical, focused on replacing certain kinds of labor.
It seems very pragmatic, yes. And likely driven by economics, too. It's not just a tech demo.
It's aimed at solving actual labor challenges.
Exactly. And if you sort of zoom out from just the robot itself and look at Tesla's bigger picture, well, this suggests their ambition isn't just about automating cars and transport.
You think it's bigger?
It points towards a much grander vision, I think. Maybe the automation of labor itself across many different industries.
Wow. Okay. So operational robots, learning by seeing, designed for specific tasks.
Mm.
Let's bring this down to earth a bit. What does this actually mean? Let's talk about, say, software developer.
Right. This is where it starts to get really tangible for a lot of people listening, I imagine. Because Optimus being operational, actually working, it means that whole convergence of AI and robotics, it's not some future prediction anymore. It's happening, like, right now.
And that has real consequences for software development, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Profound consequences.
So developers who maybe thought, you know, my job is writing code that runs on a server or a phone. Now they need to think about code that makes a physical thing move around in the real world.
That's exactly it. The required skill set, I think, is going to broaden considerably. Understanding that interplay between software and hardware, it's going to become much more critical.
You can't just think digitally anymore.
No. You have to consider the physical results of your code, how it behaves in messy, unpredictable reality.
So, okay, what specific technologies should developers maybe start looking into, like, right now?
Good question. Well, based on where things are headed, technologies like ROS, the robot operating system, seem increasingly important.
ROS, what's that basically?
Think of it like a common language or maybe a framework, a set of tools and libraries that helps all the different software parts of a robot talk to each other and talk to the hardware. It standardizes things.
Got it. Okay. What else?
Well, Python, obviously. Yeah. It's already huge in AI and robotics because it's flexible, great libraries. Its importance is just going to grow, I suspect.
Right.
And of course, the big AI frameworks, things like TensorFlow, PyTorch. These are the engines, really, for building and training the AI models that make these robots smart. Familiarity there will be invaluable.
So it's definitely not just about writing clean code anymore.
No, not by a long shot. Developers will need to really wrestle with the unpredictability of the physical world, meaning thinking about edge cases, all the weird, unexpected things a robot might encounter, making sure the robot behaves safely and, you know, predictably, even when things go wrong.
Yeah.
Which means a much bigger emphasis on things like simulation and testing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to test rigorously in virtual worlds before you let code loose on a physical robot.
Makes sense. You can't just hit undo if a robot knocks over a server rack in the office.
Exactly. And this is critical. We absolutely have to talk about cybersecurity.
Yeah, good point.
As these autonomous systems get more integrated into workplaces, maybe even homes eventually, they become targets. Big targets.
Right.
So developers who really understand secure coding practices, who can think about the vulnerabilities in AI systems, they are going to be incredibly valuable, hugely in demand.
Imagine the security needed for a robot that can walk around and physically interact with things.
It adds a whole new dimension of risk and responsibility for the people building these systems.
Definitely. Okay, let's zoom out again for a moment. You mentioned the iPhone earlier. Mm-hmm. Can you expand on that parallel a bit?
Sure. What I find interesting is the potential for a similar kind of transformative impact.
Okay.
When the iPhone first came out, yeah, there was excitement. But honestly, very few people really grasped just how fundamentally it would change things. I mean, the whole app ecosystem, entire new industries popping up, the gig economy, so much of that wasn't really foreseen back then. It all just sort of snowballed from that one device.
And you're suggesting Optimus could be like that, a catalyst for robotics?
It certainly has that potential, I think. Look ahead, say, 5 or 10 years. Is it crazy to imagine humanoid robots doing all sorts of tasks?
Like what?
Well, maybe helping around the house, doing last mile deliveries, assisting healthcare workers and hospitals, you know, a whole range of things.
All powered by code written by developers.
Exactly. Code being written today and tomorrow.
And importantly, this isn't necessarily something to be, like, scared about. It's also a massive opportunity.
Precisely. Right? That's the way to look at it. For developers, this is a chance to be right at the cutting edge of a huge technological shift.
Mm-hmm.
The skills they build now in robotics, AI, secure systems, those are going to be incredibly valuable shaping whatever comes next, which, you know, raises the question for anyone listening who is a developer.
Yeah.
Are you getting ready for this?
Right. Okay. So let's try and sum up the big takeaway here.
Yeah.
Elon Musk's Optimus robots, they're not sci-fi anymore. They've crossed over into the real world. They're operational.
Absolutely. That's the headline. And what's really important for you, the listener, to get is that even though this is a big step.
Yeah.
We're still really early.
Early days.
Very early days. This isn't some mature, fully formed industry yet. It's moving fast, yes, but there's so much potential still for innovation, for new ideas.
So the message is clear then. Start looking into this stuff. Start learning. Maybe start building something small.
Yeah. Get familiar with ROS, dig into AI, understand the security side.
Because the future of this tech,
it's being built right now by developers.
And maybe a final thought to leave everyone with. What specific tasks, you know, those repetitive, boring, or dangerous ones, what do you see humanoid robots taking over soon? And maybe more interestingly, what new things could that free up humans to do? What new creative avenues might open up?
Yeah, that's a fascinating question to think about. What happens next for human ingenuity?